Hey Yom Aleph, towards the bottom. Gemara says, Ma im tov v'im ra. About seven lines up from the, in the narrow lines. So that posik, which we quoted before, Kiyal, is called Ma'aseh Elokim Yaviv v'Mishpat, ends off im tov v'im ra. So the Rosh Hashanah judges every Ma'aseh if it's good or if it's bad. So, whether it's good or whether it's bad. And what I'm understanding means, whether the mice is good or whether the mice is bad, the Rosh Hashanah is going to judge it. Now, why should the Rosh Hashanah judge a mice which is good? Amr Deber Rabbanai, what does that mean? Zeh Noisin Stoko Lo'oni Bifar Hesya. Gives Stoko, but he does it publicly, so the person ends up being embarrassed. Kihod Rabbanai. Rabbanai is a story, the more it says, this is Rabbanai talking. So his yeshiva talking, the sister Rabbi Anai said over apparently, so there was a mice, he once saw a person giving staka publicly. Amalei, he told the person, you have to lay, it would have been better not to give than to give in a way which the person is embarrassed. The way Rabbi Shila Amri, Reb Shila's yeshiva would said the pshat in this pasuk along the same lines: a person doing something good, which is really ends up being bad. Said nice in staka leisha b'seiser, he gives staka to a woman in a way which is hidden, but people, I guess, hidden enough that some people might know about it, or not hidden enough. Because ma'aseh leili dechashara, people will think that he's paying her for the purposes of improper things. So people will be chosh at her, or him. Rabbi Amar Zeh Hamashagar Leishtoi Boser Sheinu Mechutuch. He sends his wife with meat which has not been cut up, which means that therefore it has not have all of the gidin removed. Rabbi Shabbos is an Arab Shabbos when it's late, so people are busy. They're not going to necessarily stop and think what's going on over here. For the Markash of Rabbi Mashagar, Rabbi used to do that himself. He married Reb Chista's daughter, and he knew that he was certain that Reb Chista's daughter was a bekiya. She was an expert in these things. I have to tell you that I once went to see a menaker. I asked him where did he learn nikkur. He says, I'm from Romania. We all did nikkur at home. I learned it from my mother. Where else are you learning from? I said, okay, it's a different world, right? Nikkur is when you have to remove those various different fats and veins that you have to remove from the animal. So they used to do it at home. And nowadays, like, what lady knows how to do nikkur? What man knows how to do nikkur? You have to be trained how to do nikkur. Yeah. Once I asked my mother-in-law, how do you know, where'd she learn how to kasher? The meat, the kasher, the liver, such as from my mother. And now, see, kasher the meat, kasher the liver, that was part of the process. The Mor says, Rabbi Yochanan came out of the high krab bochi. Rabbi Yochanan got to this pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan, the Mor is talking about pasukim before that Rabbi Yochanan used to get to, he used to cry. The Mor says, when he got to this pasuk, he would cry. It'll come out when Kaisel finds these rois, which are rabbis and soros. Rois, rabbis, many rois, and soros. And there's also, Rashi says that soros is the idea of that they're going to be, one will be competing with the other. It means they're going to be, it's like two wives, each one is called a tzora to the other. So we're also, it's two, these it's rois, these evil, bad things that are going to happen are going to happen in such a way that there's like, one after the other, it's like as if they're competing.
Rava was married to Reb Chista's daughter.
Apparently. Okay. Samura says, yeah, he cried, Evet Rabba Mamsila Rose, Mitzorois, Tekana Yeshloi. So my Rose Mitzorois. Rav Rose, Shanas Mitzorois, Zuluzu. So it would be an example of Tzoros which happens is competition one to the other. That was a situation which happened that that there was Zibura, and then Rak Rabba. And then right after Zibura is the wasps. Then right after that came the Akrab, came the scorpion. Okay. Now, Shmuel, Amr Shmuel is going back on the Pasukim Tevim, rather than Rashi learns, which the order of the Gemara is a little bit difficult. Tosfos says in Zibura Rak Rabba is that the refuah, he brings from the Ben Otam, that the refuah for Akraba is going into hot water. The refuah for Zibur is going into cold water. And by Akraba, if you go into cold water, it's bad for it. And by Zibur, if you go into hot water, it's bad for it. So the person gets bit by the Zibura, and by the Akraba, now what's supposed to happen? He has no refuah anymore. Shmuel Amazem Mamsilo Mos La'oni B'Shas Dochke. See, a person gives money to the Ani, so it's a type thing, but he waits till the person is totally down and out. If he would have given it to him a little bit earlier, he possibly could have saved the person, could have given the, it would have been much more beneficial for the person. Amar Rava, Hadudam Re'inshi, that's what people say, Zuza Lalola Loshchicha, the Talisa Shchicha. The Lalola means when the, Rashi says, when the grain is out and it's available to buy, At a decent, you can get cheap. People don't have money to give this to a niyam. When it gets to the point where it's no longer available and you have to buy it from the baker at a much higher price, etc., you see the guy pushing, has nothing to eat. So the guy comes to you and says, "Give me a few dollars now, I can go out and I can buy the grain in the grain market." He says, "Hey, businessman, what are you? Business, I have the money for you." And the guy is starving to death, you give him a few bucks, and now we'll have to go buy it by the store, which will cost him three times as much, then you give him some money. If you would have given him the money earlier, he would have gotten three times as much more for the money, would have been much more beneficial for the person. So, Zok Rashi. Ma'im Tov, that's about halfway down the page. Ma'im Tov. The Mash Ma'af Allah Tov Mevi'il B'Mishnah. The Russian judges, whether it's good or bad, the Russian has to judge you. Which means even the good of the Russian is judging. So the Mora says, what's that case? The Mora gives a few examples. One of them is he sends meat which is not cut. It hasn't had the prohibited fats and the veins, which are also removed. Barbar Shabbos, it's an Arab Shabbos. It's Arab Shabbos. People are busy. They don't necessarily check the meat to see if it's manukr. Tzoros smuchos elazu. They're immediately one after the other. Lashon mikiasat the tzorosa shtei nashim yachad. Like two women together. Each one is a competition to the other. And so the phrase tzora means that they're going to be competition to one to the other. I mean, one immediately after the other. Zibur bak rabba nokid haki. The Mark gives this example. Vishin the binim besetas abad azor parakad mamidim. Chamim alak rabba b'kriya lezibura v'chilufa sekanta. Sorry, Rashi says it also. Hot water is good for an akra, but cold water is good for a zibura, for the wasp. And the opposite is dangerous. So in a case where he was bit by both the zibura and akraba, so now the soros is a competition for him. The less it's a count, he has no solution. The kosher akraba, he can't use cold water, which is bad for the scorpion bite. He can't use hot water, the kosher zibur, which is bad for the wasp bite. So Imam Simos, the oni b'shas toch, he gives money to the oni when he's down. He's in his doichik, he's in his pressing situation. Ali Elkoi. It's going back on the more before him. Tovim Ra. So Rogo Lahamsi Tzitkosu, the oni b'shas toch, a person who waits till the shas doichik to give to the oni. Will I cut him? Hashas is like not before the person is totally down and out. Had he done that, Sheyachol Levakesh Mizrona Sub would ignore the Mishas Hazal. He could have bought it when it's cheaper. So people say, La Lola Likos Atua to buy grain. You'll give him money. You won't give him money. The Matargim Valalas Aro, that the Tua is referred to as Alalas Aro. So Lola, you don't have any money. Let's Lisa. lehefsim, when he's going to take a large loss, then you give the guy money. Kach shemati. That's the pshat I heard from my Rebbe, that talisa means lehefsim. Well, in Nira, I think the pshat in the word talisa means the following, that liktus b'shas atkak, wasn't sure who totally besaloi. This food he's going to put in his basket. So lashon talisa is lashon hanging in the basket. Kedam remar, tala silsa, tala mazoni, tala bebesa, kashal aniyusa. The person has to. Now the more there is just bringing the word tala. Is mean the idea of the basket that you hang the food in. So it's already fully baked or made. You're putting it in the basket, as opposed to when you're buying grain. Now, the phrase over there was, I'm not sure exactly what the phrase over there is referring to, but the word tola means that they're hanging in the basket. Okay. Tosfos points out that the order of the Gemara, according to Rashi, is difficult. So Tosfos says a different pshat in the Gemara.
Oh, good morning, Rabbi Crane.
So the Gemara, b'chora api b'yemahu, v'azavti, maybe sati fanar mahem. So I'm assuming because we bought the pasuk, why keeps he sending tzoros rabbis with tzoros? So immediately adjacent to that pasuk, or almost adjacent to that pasuk, is a pasuk earlier. The Brishma says, "V'chora api boy, I will be angry with him. Azavtim, I will leave him. V'satay fanim him, I will hide my face from them." Omer of Bardula Bar Tavyami Omer Rab Kol Sheinu Behestu Panim Eino Mehem. If a person says, I'm going to hide my face from them, meaning Klal Yisrael, a person who doesn't have Hester upon him, doesn't have the brush of hiding his face, you should know, is not from Klal Yisrael. So the person davens, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the brush hides his face, that's indicative of the fact that he's from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is in a situation, that's how the brush deals with Klal Yisrael at this point in time. That the pasuk says that he will be eaten, literally, which means that same pasuk says that Klal Yisrael will be consumed, the nations will take advantage of Klal Yisrael. So if a person doesn't go into that klala, again, Eino Mehem is not part of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, that's Klal Yisrael's situation. They have to go through that klala. They said to Rava, he seems to be in a situation where he's not being taken advantage of by the Goyim. So you're not in that klala. He said to them, "You don't know how much I have to pay off by the government. They should leave me alone." So, but even though he seems to have tremendous financial success publicly, but you don't know how much I'm paying off the government to be able to do that. Whereas the Filohaki Yovabe Rabbanan Einayu, that the Chachamim who raised this question had sort of question that he was not along the lines of the rest of Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Mor says shudder devei shor malka begravuhu. So that after that situation, the from the shor malka, that the house of shor malka means the governor's house, sent gravuhu, and they plundered him. Amar, he said, "Hano the Tanya Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel." When the Chachamim looked at somebody to question his situation, which is not good, not that good on them, it's not good on the person that he has that they're questioning the situation. The result will be that either oy misa oy oyni, either death or poverty. The pasuk says, "When he haster aster panai bayemahu." Person says, "I'm going to hide my face, my countenance from them in that day." Amar Rava, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi says, "The Gershman says, I'll be she starts panai mehem." Even though the person says, I'm going to hide my face from them, means they will have my face. How is that possible? He says, Bayemahu, it's only on the day, but by nighttime, Bechaloim, I will still connect with them. Okay. Rabbi Yosef Bomer, should he think puts the word oid? Some of the gear so no. Sorry. Rabbi Yosef Bomer, Yodoy Natsuya Olenu, but the Barashim's hand is still stretched out towards us. Shemar, but Ubisel Yadi Kisi Sicha. And the shadow of my hand I will cover. You'll be covered. I will cover you. I once heard a pshat from a father, one of my chaverim. That it says, "Mashkiach menachalanos mitzitz menacharakim." That the Baruch Hashem looks, he's mashkiach menachalanos. He mitzitz, he peeks out between the cracks. He said, "There's two situations where a person sends a child out of the house. One situation, the parent sends the child out. She goes outside and play. So the child's sitting playing on the front lawn. And all of a sudden gets nervous, you know, more by myself. As he looks up and he sees his father watching from the window to make sure nothing happens. Another situation, the father sends the child out. The child does something wrong. He sends the child out of the house as a punishment. So the child looks up and says, I'm all by myself, doesn't see anything. But the truth is the father is still peeking through the cracks. He shuts the shutters. He peeks out through the crack to make sure that the child's okay. But he doesn't want the child to know that because that's part of the punishment. So he peeks in a way that the child can't notice. See the way the father is watching just as much, just as not obvious to the child anymore. So one situation is called Mashkech Menachalanois. One situation is called Metzitz Menacharakim. So the Hashkocha has not changed at all, but whether it's visible to us has changed. And that's the idea of Hester Ponim. He's saying that Yodin the Tuyo Leinu. The Bereshit is still watching over us, just it's not obvious to us, and that itself is part of the punishment, that we don't feel that open Hashkocha. Okay, Zagrashi. Eno Mehem. Miser, you saw a person doesn't go through these situations. Is ena mehem the ksiv? He starts to panay mehem. She soik mitzoros abos alav. Benon ena shlo yavoyu. He davens out. He calls out the Kodesh Baruch Hu from all of the tzoros which are happening, and he doesn't seem to be answered. They still come. Vayu lecho shoyv dechamim shelam memoinu, that the nations take away the person's property. Rekavu is shalaluhu. They plundered his property. Cholam and Dabar Boy. It says Bayamahu Kadayik. Rabbis Medayik from the word says Bayamahu by day. Bayam v'loy belayla shemar la mechaloyim kadesh shispalu ala davar. But they do inform him through the chaloyim that a person should daven. Yadin tuya lahagin alav. The version of his hand is still stretched out to protect us. Okay. So the more, the back of the more first narrow, first middle sized line. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya havakoy be Caesar. Shua ben Chananya was there in the house of the Caesar. He was there in the Caesar's palace. Akulei how apikurusa kurusa. There was a apikurus that Rashi says it was like a Saduki. He indicated to Klal Yisrael, he like hinted, he did some type of a sign. It is Ama the Hadrino Mori L'Apei Mine. You're the nation which their master has turned his face away from them. So he sort of like, you know, turned his face away, as and Yeshua understood he was hinting to him that you're from the nation which has lost the Russian's favor. The Russian which said Sadukin. I think in some of the Duke Seferim, they said that the Gear Sefer wasn't Slukim, was referring to the early Minim, which is referring to the early Christians.
Yeah, that's Christian theology.
Right. So Klal Yisrael has been lost. So Achvile Yodai, so Rishua, you know, they were doing this sign language back to each other. So he showed them back Yodai Nutsuyolenu, that even though it's hidden, the Rishim still has his hand stretched out towards us, like Rabbi Yosef just said. So the Kesar picked up that they're doing some, you know, some having this debate by sign language between the two of them. I'm in the case of the Yeshua. My Akhu Lecha, what did he indicate to you? So Yeshua said back, Amo Dadrino Mori Lape Mine. He indicated to me that we're the nation of Bereshim has lost, has turned his face from us. And I indicated back to him, Yodin the Tsuyo Lane, his hand is still stretched out to us. Apparently, the Kesar asked of Yeshua this question privately. Amr Leilahu Mina. So then the Caesar then turned to the Min and says, My Achapisa Le. He wanted to see if Yeshua was right. Okay, what did you indicate to him? So he said, Ama Dadrino More Ape Mine. That they're the nation that their master has turned his face away from them. My what did he indicate back to you? He says, Lo Yadana, I'm not sure what his sign back was. So Amri, so the Caesar said, Gavadal Yoda, my Machabile. A person who does not understand what in the signs are giving him when they give a hint, Yechave Kami Malka should stand in front of the king and do these type of things. You know, if you're good at it, it's one thing, but if you don't know what you're doing, who asked you to give you a right to start, you know, making signs to people? You don't know what you're doing over here. So Avkuhu Mikaluhu. So they took him out and they killed him. So I guess you're playing a heavy game over there. You're doing it in the king's palace. You're insulting somebody in the king's palace. You never know how to take it back. The Mora says, "Kikonicho nafshi the Rishu ben Chananya." When Rishu ben Chananya was dying, Amrle Rabbonon, my tahavi alon miapi kurusin. What's going to be from us to be able to deal with the debates with the minim? Rabbi Yeshua, but it's not the only story. The Mor has other stories. The Mor has a whole series of stories with Rabbi Yeshua that he, in Sanhedrin and Becharis, he used to answer them. He used to be very good at answering them. You're not here anymore. What's going to be? Rabbi Yeshua said to the Chachamim, of the Eitzim Ibonim, Nisra Chachmosim. So the Pasuk says that. It's a pasuk. The Bereshim says to Edom that when the Eitzah, the advice is lost from the Bonim, so then their wisdom is Nisrach. It's going to spoil. What does it mean? Kinnush of the Eitzah mi Bonim, Nisrach HaChachmas and Shalom HaSa'ilam. If Klaisel doesn't have the ability to answer, the nations correspondingly will not be so smart either. In one answer, B-boy Sam, if you want, I can give you a different answer from a pasuk, which indicates that's the Nahaga. Mihacha says, "Vayomer Nisam and Elecha Velchol Negdecha," that you will travel and I will travel corresponding to you. So that the Umas Arlam travel according, when Klaisel doesn't have that extraordinary wisdom, neither do the nations have against Klaisel either. Okay. Back to the phrases of ideas when that the Amoraim were affected by this Bereshim's and Hagat the Klal Yisro, versus Rabbi Ila Habisolik Bedarga the Bay Rabba Bar Shilo. Rabbi Ila was going up in the steps of the house of Rabba Bar Shilo. Shemoyle Yenuka the Hava Kokori. He heard a child who was reading a pasuk in Yeshaya, I think. No, pasuk in Amos. Kihine, behold, Yotze Aharon, the Bereshim is the one who creates the mountains. Uborei Ruach, and he sculpts the mountains, and he created the Ruach. Umagad Adam Masecha, and he says to the person, he testifies, what is every single thing that the person says is testified against the other. Every single word that we've said is recorded, and the Bereshim will testify about it. Omri said, "Evet Shiraba Magiloi Masicha. Sicha is light talk. the light conversation. So a master which an eved which every single thing that the every single phrase that he says, the master will be able to testify and use it against him to kind of yeshloy. So he, there's any solution for him. I mean, that's it. The Gemara says, "My, what does it mean, masicha? What is it about siach which is considered improper?" So, all the private conversations that a person has with his wife, where he might discuss private, the intimate types of things, that will be the will be discussed about the person. So he was saying that that's something which is considered possibly improper. Any, is that true?
Why not relate this to avos al tavra? In other words, it's just the reboy rather than.
Well, the verse says, it's a good question, but any, is that being considered improper? Well, Rav Kahana, the verse is a story. This is a Gemara in Brachos that the verse says there was a series of Talmidim who wanted to learn from the Rebbe's Hanhagas to the point that they did something extraordinary. They went under the Rebbe's bed. B'shas, he was with his wife. Rav Kahana habigani to say priya the Rav. So Rav Kahana went under Rav's bed. B'shemoy the soch, he heard that he shmoozed with his wife. B'tzochak, and he joked with her. B'osetzochak, and then he did his action, the act with his wife of relations. So he commented, "Amr Domi Pumi de Rav Kamanda Li Tsoim Li Tashila." He has such a, like, he's never tasted this dish before, and he's having a good time over here. So Amalei, so Rav chapped that there's somebody under the bed. Says Kahana, "Puk, get out of here! Lav Arach Ara, it's not proper to be here." But you see, the Rav was would engage his wife beforehand in light conversation. So why is Rav saying that's considered improper? Rav says, "Loi Kasha, it's not a problem. Depends. Kan the circle with Suya, hod the circle with Suya. Depends whether the relations between husband and wife needs to be healed or not." They need to be healed, then it's proper to have a conversation beforehand of whatever is necessary. Okay. Zok Rashi. The Mor says it wasn't the only one who did this. The Mor has a series of within brachas, a series of people who did this, Talmidim who did this.
Same
type of situation that they well, not the same results, but that they okay, Zok Rashi. The Mor doesn't say that it's good or bad. The Mor said they did that. So Rashi, Apikursim, Shenem Aminim B'Divrei Chazal, Kigoyin Tzedukin. There in the old, this has obviously been censored in the old version. The Girsa of the Mor was Mina. Rashi says Mina, Nitamida Yeshu Shenem Aminim B'Divrei Chachamim. They don't accept the words of Chazal. Okay. Akule Ayyadei Simon, through a hint, Ramazloi, he made a hint to him. Hichzer upon of the Rosh is hidden his face from you. Mochig Beremes, if you don't know what you're doing, so what? How dare you do that in front of the king? Nisr Chachmasim, the Pasuk starts off with Ein Oid Chachman Bateman of the Eitz Mibonim Mi Yisrael. There's no wisdom in Klal Yisrael. And in Decha, that they Adam travels equally to Klaisel B'Shava. See, Sarah Dibris Kleichel Lifnei Tashim. She's referring to the extra conversation which they have, the levity before relations. So Rav Kahana commented, "Kedloy Tom Tavshila Shiroy of Lechel." He's starving. Klarmer Misava LaTashmish. He's having this timer for Tashmish. So how did the Gemara know that Rav meant that? You know, I guess, you know, obviously, apparently the Gemara is saying from context that that's what he meant. And he was using Lashon Sagi, you know, a letter. There is a Girsa of Sicha Kala. So according to that, for sure, that's lightheadedness. It's referring to not the idea of extra, but the idea of lightheadedness. The Chazanish says in that Gemara, says in that Mishnah, he wrote a letter to a Chassan, and he says that based on this Gemara, that this idea that whenever there's a deal the husband, that the wife needs pius, they need to be brought together. So no, there's no problem with sichi yaseir. And he says in kol shana rishana sichi pius. And my comment is now that shana rishana lasts about 25 years. Okay. To tell the chasanim. So the more is bringing psukim which refer to talk about the churban. So there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk says, "V'imloy sishma'uha." If we're not able to hear that, the b'sura toiva, v'mistarim tifka nafshi. The Russian says that in the hidden place, my soul, my nefesh will cry, v'ipnei geva, because of geva. What does that mean? So, Amr of Shmuel bar Inya Mishmei the Rav Mokim Yeshlo the Kadosh Baruch Hu Mistorim Shmoi. Bereshim has a place called Mistorim, and there in that place he cries. My Mipnei Geva. What does it mean Mipnei Geva? Amr Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok Mipnei Gavos and Shal Yisrael Shnitna Miham Minitna Loiv the Kachavim. The Klai Yisrael was able to. There was a glory for Klai Yisrael that they had, which was given, taken from Klai Yisrael and given to the Mizraim. Rosh Shmuel bar Nachmani, Omer Mibnei Gavosu Shal Malchus Shemayim, that the Malchus Shemayim was its glory was given to the Mizraim. Furthermore, Kasha Umiika Bechia Kamei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Does the Kadosh Baruch Hu have a situation where he cries? The pasuk says, "Vomer Rapapa Ein Atzivus Ivnei Kadosh Baruch Hu." Hashem never has sadness. Shenemar Hayd V'Hadar L'Fonav Oiz V'Ched V'Bim Kamoi. It's in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was only a situation of Hayd and Hadar, glory, and Oiz and strength V'Ched V'Bim and happiness Bim Kamoi is in his place. Some more answers, Lakasha. It's not a stira. How about the gavoy? How about the beroy? So, in the hidden place, the Rishon has an haga of bechia, but in the public presentation of Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the beroy, it's presented with only bechia, only with the chedva. Rishon has a double or a parallel hanhaga that's where the so the way Rashi learns that the Bresham has an inner anhaga where he's mitzvah for Klal Yisrael, and he has an outer anhaga where the Bresham is presents the glory of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the world. The Rebbe Chanan learns the exact opposite, that in the innermost being of the Bria, the Baruch Hashem has a plan for the Bria, and everything is good, it'll work out. So that's an haga of Bim Kaimai, in his place, it's Oiz V'Chedva. But the Baruch Hashem has, because of the Tsar of Klal Yisrael, so we don't understand along the way. So the Bresham has an haga, he is pained with us, and that's an haga of crying on the outside. So according to him, the next step of the more says, "Ubebote broy loy." You're telling me that you're learning that where Rashi learns, you're learning that the an outside place, the Bresham has an haga of happiness. Vaksiv vayikra Hashem elukim savakos vayamahu. Hashem will call for that day. Lebechi ulemispeid ulekarcha balachkar sak. Hashem will call for that day. It's a time for the time. For the various different mourning aspects, crying, eulogy, tearing one's hair out, putting on the clothing, putting on the sackcloth. So Mar says that's referring to Beis Hamikdash, Shanikur Beis Hamikdash, Tafilu Malachi Shalom, Bochu Shenemer, Hein Erol, the Pasuk says, Erolom Tzaku Chutza Malachi Shalom Mar Yivkayun. Everybody's going to cry in that day, bitter tears. Rashi. The Bate Gavoy. Ika, in Bate Gavoy, there is crying. The Ksiv, Bemistorim, that's hidden. In Bate Broy Leka, in Bate Broy, there isn't the crying. Vayikra v'chol kriyam hashmos kerli. The Russian was crying, calling out also. So that was an hug of the whole Bria had an hug of the day of the Tzchor Mishimitash. Everybody was crying. Now, obviously, the girsa of the Rebbeinu Chananel is the opposite. That you're saying in the Bate Gavoy there's no crying, and over here the poet indicates that the Bereshim is going to call in even the Malachi Shalom, which are the ones which apparently that's an Haga, which goes even for the inner places. They also are going to cry. Okay, Pasuk says the end of the pasuk. Says with the moya tidma v'seirad eini dima, I will cry. Kinishpa eider kinishpa, because it was captured eider Hashem, the flock of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the lashon is the moya sidma v'seirad eini dima. It mentions three tears. Amar b'lozer sholosh dima salol. What are the three tears about? The three cryings about. Achas al mikdash rishon. Once is referring to the churban of bayis rishon. Va'achas al mikdash sheni. Once by the destruction of the second base of mikdash. Va'achas al yisrael shegolamim kermen. The kliyos was then sent into golus. Because the amri achas al bittul torah, that the person was crying about the bittul torah, which came about through the destruction of the mikdash. Versus bishlam al mandam al yisrael shegolu. How did the seiv kinishba eder Hashem? So the pasuk ends off with that the flock of Hashem has been captured. So that's flowing to bittul. That's referring to the golus of Klal Yisrael. Alamandam Rav Bittul Torah. It says that it's referring to Bittul Torah. My king nishba eder Hashem. Why is the pasuk nishba eder Hashem appropriate? What's the connection? Some more answers. Kibush Golu Yisrael Mimekayman and the Bittul Torah Golu Mizeh. That's the greatest Bittul Torah. The Klal Yisrael is not sitting b'shalva in Eretz Yisrael, being able to properly be involved in Torah. There are three that a Kadosh Baruch Hu cries about every day. One who is able to learn Torah and does not take the opportunity to learn Torah. So the Bereshim cries about that. He understands, he and only Kadosh Baruch Hu really truly understands the opportunity that we have, the value that we have of learning Torah. So he has tremendous pain that we're not taking advantage of that opportunity. That's number one. So the Pasha the Mor is saying that some learners referring to the Rosh Hashanah has a happy, it's a tears of joy that a person who doesn't have the opportunity to learn Torah, he's not available to, it's too, he's busy with his parnasa, etc., and still he pushes himself and makes sure that he is Isaac. The Marsha says that it's referring to that the person made him, the Isaac means he made himself busy with business to the point that he doesn't have time to learn Torah. As he understands it. Valparnas hamiskoil at Tzibur, and the third thing he cries about is the Parnas was given the opportunity to lead the Tzibur, and instead he uses it to lord it over the Tzibur. Okay. Rebbe Habinoket Seferkinus. Rebbe was holding a Sefer Kinos. That's the name that the Mor refers to. Eicha is referred to as Sefer Kinos, the Sefer of the eulogy of our elegies. The Kokar Begave, he was reading Sefer Kinos and he was reading a pasuk. Kimat alay psuka, when he got to the pasuk, Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz. When he got to the pasuk, that the pasuk in Eicha which says that the Bereshim threw from Shemayim all the way down to the Oretz, Tiferes Yisrael, the glory of Klal Yisrael. He was so overwhelmed by the pasuk that Nofa Minyode, the saber fell out of his hands. However, he said, Me'igra Ram Labira Amikta. from the highest roof to the deepest pit. We went all the way from Shemayim to Oretz. The Bereshit threw us so far down that the fall is so great, it's like the falling from the top of the highest building down to the depths of the deepest pit. That's how far we've fallen. So that's a description of the destruction of Beis Hamikdash. It's from the highest high to the lowest low. Rebbe v'Rebbe Chia have shakli v'ozi b'urcha. They were taking themselves and they were traveling. They came to a city. Amar, they said, they asked the people there, Ika Tzumar Rabbanan, is there any Talmud Chacham here? The Nazel, we should go in the Kabbalapi and we should visit him. We should present ourselves to the Talmud Chacham of the city. That's a proper unhaga. You come to the city, you present yourself to the Talmud Chacham. So Amar, yes, Ika Tzumar Rabbanan, there is a Talmud Chacham here, Memori Nayim, and he's blind. Literally, it's euphemistically saying he's full of light, which means he's blind, so he can't.
Lashon
Saginor. There you got it. Amalei Reb Chiya le Rebbe. So Reb Chiya said to Rebbe. So you know, it's opposed to asking the Talmud Chacham to greet Rebbe was a nasi. He said, "Tomorrow night, you can't ask him to come travel, so you have to go to him." So Tiv At, you should stay. You should sit. You shouldn't. Take your position of Nasi lightly. And I will go and greet him. The verse says that Rebbe grabbed hold of Reb Chiya, but also they went with him. He felt it was he should go also. The verse says they went to them. When they were leaving this Talmud Chacham, Rebbe said to, so the Talmud Chacham said to Rebbe and Reb Chiya, Atem he kabaltem ponim hanir mevenim royim. You went out of your way to greet the one who is visible but cannot see. So tizku lahakol ponim haroyim venim nirim. You should be zeicher to then meet the Shechina, which sees but is not visible. So Amalei, so Rebbe said to Reb Chiya, Ichu hashto is a phrase which is used in Shas. The exact translation of it is some type of exclamation. Hashta, now, had I listened to you and not done what I did, menatan mehay brachos, you would have withheld me from such a beautiful bracha. Amrule, they said to this Talmud Chacham, miman shmi alucha, who did you accept, learn your Torah from? Mipirkei Rabbi Yaakov Shmieli. I learned from Rabbi Yaakov. The verse says, Rabbi Yaakov Ish Kfar Chitaya Hava Makabel Ape De Rabbe Kol Yom. The Rabbi Yaakov from the city of Kfar Chitaya would go to learn from his Rebbe every single day, and that's the person that I learned from. The Gemara says, Kikash, when Rabbi Yaakov got old, he wasn't able to go anymore. Omerle, so he said, Lo nitztayer mar, you shouldn't feel bad that you're not able, and he still came. See, if his Rebbe felt bad that he was schlepping to him. Omerle, Lo nitztayer mar, de lo yochel mar, you shouldn't feel bad that you're not able anymore. You're not able, so don't come anymore. Why do you? Amrlei, so he said to his Rebbe, Mizuter, is it little in your eyes? My dichsiv, the pasuk Behura Rabbanan says about the Rabbanan, v'chi oidlo netzach lo yira hashachas, they will live forever. They will not see the shachas, referring to Gehenna. Ki yira chachamim yamusu, if they see the chachamim at the time of their death. So I'm not taking any chances. If I can make sure that I greet my Rebbe at the time of my death, I'll be zeicher not to see Gehenna. So it's worth it for me to schlep, even though it's very hard. Um, He said, furthermore, if a person only sees them at the time of their death, Yichya will live forever. If they come to greet them every single time, they come in their lifetime, that much more so that they will be zoche to eternal life. How great is this loss? There's nothing higher than nothing going from higher to ubor omak, going to a deep pit, kimi shemayim la'aretz, like going from the shemayim to the aretz. Talk with Rebbe Lerchiyav, also Rebbe Badeh. He grabbed onto him and he went with it. When they asked Rishus to leave, he gave him a bracha. Icho hashto, im loy bossi imcha. If I had not come with you, I would have trusted what you said. Menatani mi bracha zu, I would have lost this bracha. So Rebbe asked Rebbe, "Manolcha shekol kach gadolah hakbolis panim." How did you realize it's so important to greet the Talmud Chacham? So he brings this story. Kedakash kashehiskin Rebbe Yaakov. When Rebbe Yaakov got old, he still pushed himself. So Rebbe said, if that's true at the time of Misa, how much more so in the time of a person's lifetime, a person should make his effort to meet the greet Chacham. When I was, Yigamani used to come to for Yom Tov, so and that was part of every single visit which we came here. We went to visit Rebbeinu, and that was part of the visit in town. Was like, what do you mean? You come to town, you don't go visit the Chacham? So that was part of our. So at least, who knows? Maybe the reason why I got the job is because I used to go visit Rebbeinu, or you never know what the Baran Schar B'Tzida, but the Maisa.